I believe God's going to instruct us as a church, and I believe he's going to instruct you and Christians around the world, those that will pause and listen and look eagerly for the direction of Jesus. There is a promise in his every command. There is a blessing in every directive. Let's follow him.
Pastor, author, and Bible teacher, Alan Wright. Welcome to Sharing the Light. We're all set to hear Alan's message from Renolda Church in Central North Carolina in a series that we've titled Peace in a Pandemic, the power of seeing the crisis through the eyes of Jesus. Obviously, in the current situation that this whole world is going through, church has had to pivot in general, and especially with the way we worship together, and in most cases, quite virtually. So we're bringing you this very timely series preached just weeks ago by Pastor Alan to his home congregation. We trust it'll be a blessing and encouragement to you to give you strength to endure. If you're not able to stay with us throughout the entire program, I want to make sure you know how to get our special resource available to you right now. Again, very timely for our current situation. It's a CD audio album called Growing Deep in Times of Stress, and these are stressful times. It can be yours for your donation this month to Sharing the Light. As you listen to today's message on the pandemic, go deeper as we send you today's special offer. Contact us at sharingthelight.org. Or call 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. More on that later in the program. But now let's get started with today's teaching, Peace in a Pandemic. Here is Pastor Alan Wright.
Those kind of commands that Jesus gives you are not burdensome. In fact, in Matthew 20, verse 28, he said, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and gave his life." He said he turned it all upside down. God doesn't need people to vacuum for him. He doesn't need people to do servant tasks because he's not able to do it. He loves you. And when he gives you a command, it's because it's something you were made for and something that will bless your life and bless the world. This is almost mind-bending to say that the way he referenced the Holy Spirit in the Gospel of John was as the helper. "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come. But if I go, I will send him to you." The Spirit of Jesus, Jesus calls the helper who came to help you. God has come in the person of the Holy Spirit to help us. It's a staggering thought. And when you find out that what God gives you as a command is actually intended for your good, it changes the way you think about his commands. Sort of like a GPS in your car that says, "Turn left in 500 feet. And you don't scream back at it and say, "Don't tell me what to do." You're just so thankful. You're glad you have it. It's helping you. The command is helping you. Boy, I had a very interesting and delightful and wonderful privilege speaking engagement this week that I would have never thought that I would have. I've been involved for many years in a national men's organization that we have a very important, thriving chapter of here in our own community, the New Canaan Society. And New Canaan Society has been sponsoring, I think it's sponsoring 5 Thursday night Zoom events of having well-known figures to be able to share some and share about Jesus. And this past week, on Thursday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who is a very strong Christian, was the one who was speaking. And they asked me if I would follow the Secretary of State by sharing the gospel, just 6 or 7, 8 minutes of presenting the gospel. That's something you never thought you'd do, right? You know, I mean, I never had the Secretary of State warm up the crowd for me to present the gospel. But anyway, it was a real privilege, and of course, I felt qualified because I know a lot about the position of Secretary of State because I have watched all six seasons of Madam Secretary. So, of course, I knew what to expect. And they sent me emails ahead of time. They said, now listen, we're going to be in what's called the green room and Zoom. So you got a different link. So use this link to link in with us beforehand. I didn't get the order from them to use this particular link and go, well, I know, I'll use whatever I want to. If I want to go in the regular thing, no. I've been invited into something great. Of course, the command comes. I'm delighted to get it. In fact, I'm like, I'm waiting. Where is it? Tell me how to do it. Where to get in there? And they said, and we want you to join in about 20 minutes ahead of time so we make sure everything is working. And I didn't say, no, I'm not joining in until right at the time. No, you're being associated with a very great event, with something great. You want to receive instruction about it. It was pretty fun, you know, for about 20 minutes there. And I was thinking, is Secretary Pompeo going to join us in this 20 minutes? No, he didn't. They had a guy sitting in for him who was sitting there in his spot, you know, right there looking so just like right out of the state office, and he's sitting there, and all the rest of us, it was pretty funny. All the rest of us, we're trying to make sure our internet's working. One guy over here, man, your internet's kind of freezing on you over there. We're like, oh man, he's, I'm sorry, I've got to work on that. Somebody's working on that, and I realized the guy from the State Department, he's just sitting there real cool. And that's when I remembered, oh, yeah, they got to have good internet at the State Department because, you know, they're talking all the time to foreign dignitaries and diplomats anyway. My point being that when there's something that is a blessing and you get instructions and commands, that those instructions and commands are part of the blessing. That's the way it is with Jesus. There is a promise inside every command. So Jesus went about giving commands that were promises. Like when he came to a man who had a withered hand. And in Matthew, he told him to stretch out your hand. And the man stretched it out and it became healthy. Or like when he spoke to a man who was paralyzed in John chapter 5 and said, get up. Take your bed and walk. Inside the commands, the promise. Peter must have started figuring this out because by the time we get to Matthew chapter 14 and Jesus comes walking on the water, Peter said, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water. You give me a command and I'll be able to do it. And so Jesus said, come. And Peter got out of the boat and walked on water and came to Jesus. Now, of course, he sank after a bit. But he knew instinctively, if I'm going to be able to walk on water, Jesus needs to give me a command. So it's a surprising story that begins with the empty boat and empty net and the emptiness of their hope. And then comes with a striking direct command. And if you start getting hold of this, beloved, you'll start looking for, longing for commands from Jesus. We become like people that used to hate any kind of exercise and then mature into the place where you hire a personal trainer and you pay them to say, give me 20 push-ups. Because there's a gift that God has in directing us. Go back out into the deep. Best I can tell from my study and what we've learned about fishing, the deep part of the lake was reserved for nighttime fishing. In fact, I think they did most of their fishing at night. I don't know much about fishing, but evidently somehow the way their nets worked and what the fish could see, you could catch them more easily at nighttime. And now it's day. And so when he says, go back out to the deep, it seems unlikely. This is not the way they normally catch fish. But they go. And upon his word, they are suddenly teeming with productivity. Jesus, give me a command because you know where the fish are. And if you tell me where to throw the net, that's where I'll catch them.
That's Alan Wright. You're listening to Sharing the Light. And we'll have more teaching in a moment from today's important series.
Stress is inevitable. Becoming stressed out is optional. You can't avoid the stresses of life. Life will always bring its stressful seasons. There are busy seasons, difficult seasons, and there are seasons of outright spiritual attack. We all know that life can be stressful, but by the power of the gospel, you don't have to be stressed out in the midst of it. In fact, the stressful times of life can lead you into deeper places of trust and peace in the Lord. If you want to grow deep during stressful times, there's no better place to turn than the Psalms. There's a psalm for every season. We want to send you Pastor Allen's CD album, Growing Deep During Stressful Times, a psalm for every season. Stressful seasons come and go, but you can grow deep roots in the grace of God that will enable you to stand strong no matter what. Make your gift today and discover how to grow deep during life's most stressful times.
When you give today, we will send you today's special offer. And we're happy to send this to you as our thanks from Sharing the Light Ministries. Call us at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Or come to our website, sharingthelight.org. You're listening to Sharing the Light, and today's teaching now continues. Here once again is Alan Wright.
There's a third surprising blessing that I want to highlight from the story, and it is that the fear that Peter has, which is probably a response of fear to the magnitude of the miracle, is answered by Jesus, not with him sort of petting Peter and saying, there, just don't be afraid. But notice instead what he says here. We're back at verse 10. And Jesus, after he sees Simon Peter, it's another name for Peter, sees his fear, he says, do not be afraid. From now on, you'll be catching men. I find this just fascinating that Jesus cures Peter's fear not by diminishing the vision in front of him, not by reducing the sense of destiny, but by increasing it. And that seems counterintuitive, because I know oftentimes when I feel afraid, I start feeling like if I just didn't have so much responsibility, or if I didn't have such a great vision, if it could just diminish all of that, then somehow the fear would dissipate. And I don't think that's the way it happens. I think instead what happens is that God in Jesus Christ gives us a vision of what can be. And when you get his vision in your life, and that vision takes over, it's expansive, your eyes are removed from yourself and your worries, and now they're on the vision. And so much in life just, it requires a reckoning of this vision was here, but God's vision's here, even in just natural things. I was surprised to read this week that the founders of YouTube, these three guys, Steve Chen and Jawed Karim and Chad Hurley, that I didn't know this, but when they started YouTube, they actually started it as sort of a dating site. I didn't know that. It started out, they went on Craigslist and they advertised and asked women if they would, they would pay them $20 if they would write up or record a video of them talking about their ideal date. And they thought they'd put that on there, and nobody wanted to do it. None of the women wanted to do it. And so they got away from it. They said, nobody's doing it. So one of the guys, Kareem, he goes to a zoo and records 18-second. This is how YouTube got started. He records an 18-second video describing the elephants and posts it on YouTube. And then other people began to want to post some of their own videos. They met together again. They said, maybe our vision's been too small. Maybe what we need to do is just let anybody post their own stuff on there about almost anything. Can you believe it? But so often what happens with, if there's a vision that's here, a fisherman in the Sea of Galilee, and there he is afraid. And what Jesus does, he comes into the midst of his fear, comes in the midst of his trepidation, and he gives him a vision of becoming a fisher of men. It's a time of fresh vision. There's a temptation to think that the way out of anxiety is to reduce responsibility and reduce vision, but I think Jesus does the opposite. Jesus recognized that Peter's fishing boat was empty, so Jesus got into the boat, and he used it to fish for people, and then he told Peter and the others, you will become fishers of people also. I think that I was led to this story in part because there is a message of encouragement, a prophetic type meaning of here is a good word that encourages you toward the future. And I think maybe it's for churches everywhere, but certainly for us. And I think it may be for you as well, related to this, just as individuals. Church buildings are blessings, but right now church buildings are empty. We have empty pews. But in the midst of this, I speak for our church, but for other churches as well. In the midst of this, as sad as I am about the empty pews, God is using this time for this church and many others to reach more people with the gospel than ever in the history of this church. Every week. And maybe there is some part of your life that feels very empty right now. And this is just a picture of what God can do. He can fill the empty place beyond what you could ever have asked or imagined. Miracles can happen out of the empty times. And I think part of this encouragement for us is also to say that in the coming weeks and months, we're going to be spending a lot of time as we figure out what re-entry looks like into business, society, and into the church. We're going to be asking a lot, Jesus, where are our fish? Where do you want us to cast our nets? How do you want us to do that? And there are things that you may not feel like doing, or may be uncomfortable, or may not be the way you've done it before. But I believe God's going to instruct us as a church, and I believe he's going to instruct you and Christians around the world, those that will pause and listen and look eagerly for the direction of Jesus. There is a promise in his every command. There is a blessing in every directive. Let's follow him. And I think also it is to say that the way out of the fear in a time of pandemic, the way out of our anxiety, is not to look inward and try to somehow just figure it out by reducing the stress in our lives, although I know we need to manage our stresses. I think it's much more about lifting our eyes to Jesus and hearing him tell us about a greater destiny. I find that when I am fixed my eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, that's where faith arises because vision comes. Jesus, give us your eyes for all of life and tell us where to cast our nets because you know where the fish are. What I'm saying is that for the next season of productivity in your life, whether it means you're running a major company or you're reaching out to your lonely neighbor, whatever it might be, whether you are raising three little children or whether you are engaged in a whole new project that's going to make a difference in somebody's life, whatever it might be, Jesus, to say he knows where the fish are, is to say he knows where your greatest productivity will come. He knows all about that. And whether he just knows where the fish are or he just made them swim into their net, I don't know. But we all know that there are times in which life feels frustrating and empty, and I want you to be of good cheer and be of encouraged spirit because Jesus has not abandoned you. He's not abandoned his church. And there is a destiny that awaits that is magnificent. Well, Peter, you have to love Simon Peter. He was always eager to promise that he was going to follow Jesus, the quickest to say, I'll never leave you, and the quickest to deny him. But you gotta love him because he was impetuous and unreliable, and yet he was passionate. And there's a wonderful scene that takes place after the resurrection in John's gospel that is so similar to our story today. Simon Peter said to them, this is after the resurrection, he said to the disciples, I'm going fishing. Just going back to do what he knows how to do. And they said, we'll go with you. And they went out and got in the boat. They're at the Sea of Galilee again. But that night, they caught nothing. Sound familiar? And just as day was breaking, just like our story, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to them, children, do you have any fish? I just think Jesus is smiling here. He knows this is the exact same thing that happened earlier. He is going to be so happy to greet them and see them. And they said, no. He said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat and you'll find some. So they cast it, and now they're not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. And the disciple whom Jesus loved, that's what John called himself, said to Peter, it's the Lord. And when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work. They're probably in the water throwing their nets. And then he threw himself all the way into the sea, and the other disciples came in the boat dragging the net behind him. But Peter could care less about the fish. He wanted to go and be with Jesus because he had learned that it's true. Jesus always knows where the fish are, and that's the gospel.
Alan Wright, you're listening to Sharing the Light, today's teaching, Fishing in the Deep with Jesus. And it's in our series, Peace in a Pandemic, the power of seeing the crisis through the eyes of Jesus. And Pastor Alan is back with us for today's closing thought in just a few moments. Stick with us.
Stress is inevitable. Becoming stressed out is optional. You can't avoid the stresses of life. Life will always bring its stressful seasons. There are busy seasons, difficult seasons, and there are seasons of outright spiritual attack. We all know that life can be stressful, but by the power of the gospel, you don't have to be stressed out in the midst of it. In fact, the stressful times of life can lead you into deeper places of trust and peace in the Lord. If you want to grow deep during stressful times, there's no better place to turn than the Psalms. There's a psalm for every season. We want to send you Pastor Allen's CD album, Growing Deep During Stressful Times, a psalm for every season. Stressful seasons come and go, but you can grow deep roots in the grace of God that will enable you to stand strong no matter what. Make your gift today and discover how to grow deep during life's most stressful times.
When you give today, we will send you today's special offer. And we're happy to send this to you as our thanks from Sharing the Light Ministries. Call us at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Or come to our website, sharingthelight.org. Back with Pastor Alan, and in this teaching, Fishing in the Deep with Jesus, a familiar text, I have to be honest, but you bring a fresh perspective in the midst of this pandemic, and you were preaching this message in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic, sheltered at home, church services happening virtually, and yet we can feel like life has just come to a screeching halt in a productive standpoint, but also maybe even with evangelism and reaching people for Jesus.
In the early days of sheltering in place and pandemic, I confess to probably having some sleepless nights and fighting off the worries of what does all this mean for the world, for the church, for all of us. But over time, Daniel, I've begun to worship him and really appreciate that in the midst of things that are bad, the evil things, the suffering, in the midst of what God didn't cause, God can cause good. And there are good things that are already happening. There are more people being reached now online, I think, than any physical assembly of churches could ever reach. Probably Easter week, through all the online messages, probably more people heard the gospel in 1 week than ever in the history of the world. And I just want to say to our listeners, if Jesus knew where the fish were when the disciples were on the Sea of Galilee, he knows where your fish are. He knows where your area of productivity is. He knows where the next season of your ministry is. He knows where the next season of productivity for your business is or for your relationships. And so ask him. We've been learning how to just pray a simple prayer and say, Jesus, how do you see this?
And maybe this is the best prayer that we could take with us out of pandemic. Jesus, where are my fish? It feels like we've toiled all night and we're tired and we're exhausted. So just show us. And if you ask him, I think he will.
This has been Sharing the Light with Alan Wright, a listener-supported production of Sharing the Light Ministries.